Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, two times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you're all having an amazing week and day, whatever you are up to. And I am so excited to be answering two very amazing questions from you, my incredible community. I know I did my Q&A last week, so if you haven't listened to that, I answered a whole array of your amazing manifestation questions. So make sure to have a listen to that. But I got asked these two questions on my Instagram yesterday, and I just had to answer them. And they both beautifully came together as a great topic. So I'm actually going to answer both in this podcast. And the first question came from Danny of how is it best to up level and how do you know if you're on the right track? And the next question, very similar, came from Stace Instaplace of I am resisting my new identity and missing my old one, which is leaving me feeling lost. What can I do? Both fantastic questions, and both really are so topical right now as we go into this new astrological year, Aries season, and obviously enter spring equinox as well. So spring equinox is on the 20th of March, and that also signifies the start of Aries season, which signifies the start of the new astrological year. So for a lot of people, they might find in January that they don't feel as motivated, they don't really feel like it's the right time to be visioning their whole year ahead and setting all these goals. But for a lot of us, we do it and it does feel good. And we do the manifesting challenge and it all feels good. But in astrology, Aries season and the spring equinox marks the new astrological year. So it's basically like a new year in itself. So around this time, and I've definitely noticed this myself, I've really started to notice a change in the air. I've noticed how I'm starting to feel those new beginnings and new energy enter, and where I'm feeling called to up level, step into this new season and welcome this new energy with open arms. So you are not alone if you are feeling this energy right now. A lot of us are feeling it, and it's totally normal given the energy and given what we are stepping into. Now, on March the 25th, we also start eclipse season. So literally, eclipses are like new beginnings on steroids. It's transporting us to a new season of our life for the next 6 months of our life. So by the end of eclipse season, which I think is the 8th of April, I think off the top of my head, I can't remember. I've just created it for the membership, so I should know. It is definitely the 8th. I just checked it. 8th of April is the new moon in Aries, which marks the end of our first eclipse season of 2024. So eclipse seasons are shake up and wake up energies. I have a video on my YouTube, which I'll link below, of what to expect during eclipse season, because that's such a fascinating and amazing energy by itself. It definitely deserves the time to look into it and understand a little bit more about why we're feeling these energies and why there is so much focus on new beginnings at the moment. So eclipse seasons are basically destined events. They happen every 6 months. Sometimes, well, we normally have two eclipse seasons throughout the year, and then we can have between two and three eclipses in that eclipse season, depending on the astrology and moonology. So eclipse season is an interesting time because you'll see things like people getting engaged, married, announcing pregnancies, starting new jobs, moving house, and all these exciting new beginnings. You'll also see people maybe lose jobs, break up a relationship, obviously leave the house to move a house, and endings. Endings can also be another sign of eclipse season. So you really do have a mixed bag of whether it's an ending or a new beginning, but essentially regardless of what happens for you, and again, you might have some eclipse seasons where you feel a lot of energy and a lot of shifts in your life, and some eclipse seasons where not much happens at all. So they are definitely wake up and shake up energies, and you can guarantee by the end of eclipse season, you're going to be exactly where you need to be and where you're meant to be by destiny, by fate. So they're very exciting times, eclipse seasons, and I'm very excited for this one because it comes it basically coincides with the spring equinox on the 20th and Aries season. So to Danny and to Stace, I think that's your name, Stace, you literally are stepping into those new beginnings right now with this energy. And that is why you and I are all feeling this. And I'm probably a lot more people listening to this podcast are feeling that call for new beginnings and new energy and new identities as well. Like, who am I in this season? How am I moving into 2024? Who am I now here in March, April? Am I the same person who walked into 2024? Probably not. But I want to start off with Danny's question in terms of how is it best to up level and how do you know if you're on the right track? So the good news is we're always up leveling. If you're listening to this podcast, if you do self-development work, if you work on yourself and commit to a, you know, a daily or spiritual practice, guess what? You are already up leveling. You know, that process can almost be quite natural. You know, when we commit, when we show up to ourselves, when we are showing up to our desires, and committing to aligning with the version of ourselves who has that desire. So the good news is you are already up leveling to some degree for sure. But how do we know if we are on the right track? You'll know you're on the right track by the way it feels. I have gone through so many shifts and so many transformations and so many spiritual awakenings, dark night of the souls over the years that I've lost track. And especially last year for me, as I turned 30, new decade, new me, and uncovered a heck of a lot of trauma from my childhood that I had no idea was there before. You can imagine that my identity and who I was massively shifted last year. And, you know, I remember looking back at the end of 2023 and thinking, gosh, like I miss that version of myself from, you know, the beginning of 2023 when I walked into this year. I had no idea what I was going to be walking into, which kind of plays into Stace's question as well. So definitely we can, as we shed those layers, as we shed those identities, as we shed those past versions of ourselves, it is going to feel difficult in some parts. It is, you know, as Stace said, she's going to be resisting. She is resisting that new identity. I have absolutely been there as well because we love habit. As humans, we resist change. We resist change at any given time or any moment we can. And I know what it's like when you're stepping into this new season, you're stepping into this new identity and you think, but I really liked the version of myself who, you know, who I was before. There was nothing wrong with her. So I do get it. But in terms of knowing you're on the right track with up leveling, it's all by the way it feels. When you're in alignment, you know you're in alignment through the way it feels, through the way life flows for you, and the way that you essentially attract abundance to you. I always describe this as the first week of January. So for me, the first week of January, every single year, I do my free 5-day manifesting challenge. And I've done, you can bet, so many manifesting a new year rituals before that to even set myself up to do the challenge. But obviously I'm doing the challenge along with you guys as well. And that week I get into the most magical flow ever. Like I can't even describe it to you. every single year without fail, huge opportunities come in for me, huge up-leveling, like in terms of growth, money, like huge growth in the business, in myself. It is wild. And this has happened like every single year at this point that I know that it is this challenge and this container that I'm creating that allows me to, you know, see the up-leveling and really step into this whole new version of myself in the year that I'm entering. And the way that I know I'm in that flow, I'm in that alignment is by the way it feels. Everything feels magnetic. Everything feels expansive. Everything feels just so light and happy and carefree. And even if annoying things happen throughout the day or, you know, frustrating things happen, that's life. I don't get knocked off. I'm just like, I can deal with it so much better. And again, that alignment and flow is there and the flow of abundance too. But sometimes you're not going to know that you're on the right track as well. And that trust and tuning into how you feel is so important because you know you're on the right track by the way it feels. When you make decisions or you're called to make decisions of should you leave that job, should you leave that relationship, I always say to, you know, anybody who asks me that question, tune into your body, tune into how it feels. Does leaving that job feel expansive or restrictive? When you're making decisions, your body tells you, your intuition and body tells you, I don't want to say what is the right path or what is the right track, because I generally believe we can never make a wrong decision. We always end up exactly where we're meant to be, whether something's a lesson, a blessing. Maybe we make a choice which maybe, you know, diverts the outcome a little bit and we have to go along that job for a little bit and then we get the dream job. I just don't believe in any way, shape or form that we can ever make a wrong decision or, you know, that we're ever somewhere that's wrong for us. You know, we are there for a reason. There is something that we're going to learn from that experience or something that we're going to take from that, you know. So in terms of knowing you're on the right path, it's tuning into the body. It's tuning into your intuition and your soul every time you need to make a decision. So if someone was to say, you know, I really want to leave a relationship, but I don't know if it's the right decision for me. Well, does staying in that relationship feel constrictive? Does it feel maybe it gives you anxiety? Maybe it's you're kind of suppressing yourself a little bit in that situation, same as a job, same as anything. Or would staying in that relationship actually feel expansive? And there's, although it may not feel the quote unquote right choice, it feels expansive to you. And you feel like actually, I feel more drawn to that decision and I feel expansive, I feel calm. And even, and you'll know it's your intuition by the way that it communicates to you. Your intuition is calm. Your intuition is one tone. Your intuition is short, profound answers, feelings of peace, expansiveness, and gentleness in the body. Your ego, however, is multiple tones. It can be all over the terms and pitch. The answer will change every time you ask it, and it will feel dramatic. It might fill you with anxiety, and it will feel that constrictive choice of, it feels constricting. Now, at the end of the day, sometimes when we make these decisions, we can feel like, well, actually, maybe it's not the answer that I wanted, but I feel like it's the answer I needed. And the answer that maybe I was surprised I got is actually making me feel that expansive. There's something to learn by taking this chance or leap or opportunity, even if it wasn't the obvious choice. So listening to your intuition and listening to the signals from your body is so important in this up-leveling process, because then you know that you're making those soul-aligned decisions. You're not making decisions from fear, from ego, and from panic of, well, I think that's the right decision, or so-and-so told me that, you know, that's the right path for me. Like if a psychic, if an oracle card, a tarot card tells you something, it has to resonate with you. This is your life, your journey. So any information that you get from this podcast, a book, a coach, anything, you know, if it doesn't resonate with you, chuck it away. And I feel like up-leveling and knowing you're on the right track is trusting yourself. It's trusting yourself, trusting your intuition, and trusting the universe as well. So I would invite you as well, Dani, to look at your relationship with trust. Do you trust yourself to make decisions? Do you trust the universe? If the answer is no, who broke your trust in the past to have that not trusting relationship with the universe, external trust, essentially? And do you trust your intuition? Do you work with your intuition? Because you can never make a wrong decision. And I want to say that again for everybody. You can never make a wrong decision. When you listen to yourself and honor yourself, you can never go wrong. And up-leveling can feel like this weird kind of massive space sometimes of unknowingness and what the heck's going on. And I know that when I've walked through these seasons myself, and I feel like I'm still doing that to some degree now, you don't know you're on the right track. You really do have to trust. You have to trust in the process, trust in the universe, and trust that you're going to land exactly where you're wanting to land through this transitional phase. And that can feel scary in itself. And that can feel a lot because, again, that is testing our trust muscle and testing whether we believe we are actually going to end up where we have asked with our desire. So when you manifest, it is an expansive process. And I did a reel about this on Instagram last week, actually. Manifestation is all about expansiveness. It is going to expand you. If your goals feel slightly scary to you, good. They're meant to. If everything felt 100% believable and like, I can have that straight away and I fully believe this and I'm the full embodiment of it, you wouldn't even need to manifest. You would have that desire here and now. So manifestation is designed to expand you. It's designed to up-level you and it's designed to align you with the version of yourself who has that desire through the process of alignment and through the five-step process of manifestation. Ask, believe, trust, let go, and receive. So when we go along the manifestation journey, we are naturally up-leveling. It is a natural evolution and process that happens as we release any blocks or limiting beliefs or fears or any resistance that stops us from manifesting that desire, you know, being the energetic match and frequency to attract that and align with that into our life. So you're going to, you know, the version of yourself who sets those intentions versus the version of yourself who receives that desire is going to be like maybe hugely different or maybe just a little bit different, depending on the attachment, depending on the, you know, magnitude of work that might have needed to have happened in the inner work. You just don't know, right? But I can guarantee if you look back in your life at times or like the version of yourself who set that intention versus the version of yourself who received that intention, you would be probably quite different energetically, like how you feel, how you hold yourself, what happens day to day for you, because you have aligned with your vision. You have aligned with the energy needed to manifest that into your life. So that is essentially up-leveling. That's what happens. We up-level into a new mindset, for example, or a new energy that allows us to be able to hold and sustain that desire, to experience that desire in our life. And that could have looked like releasing some fears from the past or some traumas from the past or, you know, limiting beliefs that you might have picked up as a child around worth or money, for example, and you've worked through that. And now you have that money goal you've been dreaming about for so long. So up-leveling is already happening. And I think so many people are like, how do I up-level? How do I up-level? It's actually really natural. Like, I don't think there's many tips I can give you of how to up-level other than go along the manifestation process. You know, you are already doing it at the pace, at the speed that you're meant to. And if you're, you know, on the flip side of it, maybe you're resisting that change and resisting that up-leveling a little bit and you feel maybe stuck or stagnant in an area. There's the other side of the coin that we can absolutely witness. And if you're someone who is in that situation, who feels stuck or stagnant in their situation and feels like, you know, it's just not manifesting, like I'm stuck in this dead end job, I'm stuck in this place. And I can't even begin to tell you how feeling stuck and stagnant in, or, you know, resisting something in one area of your life can actually impact a completely different area of your life. And I've spoken about this so much that I was resisting going to the dentist and having fillings for ages. I've had this irrational fear of like dentists and fillings since I can remember, basically. And I put it off for so long. And then I was like, but Emma, you only get one set of teeth. Like, I promised you, there is nothing you can't handle. Like, you've gone through enough in your life to know the dentist is like nothing in comparison. And, you know, I need to face this. I want to look after my teeth. I want to look after my body. And I know I'm resisting this and that it's, you know, stopping other things from manifesting in my life. As ridiculous as that sounded, I realized that actually my resistance to going to the dentist and having that work done was really playing on my abundance blocks, on my money blocks. So it was a big realization for me. So I signed up to the dentist, went and had my hygienist, went and had my appointments, and, you know, very recently got those fillings done. Eventually, it did take some time, but I did get them when I found the right dentist, the right materials that I wanted. I was very passionate that I wanted BPA-free fillings. So, you know, I found the right dentist, who honestly is the best dentist ever. She is so lovely. She puts me at so much ease. And I'm so glad I waited for that alignment with the right dentist, the right materials for my fillings, and I trusted my intuition and I, you know, honored myself and my choices of what I want. I wasn't rushed into those fillings out of fear or, you know, whatever. So since going to the dentist, having those appointments over the last few years, having those fillings done, everybody said to me, Emma, like, so I think a lot of people do resist this, and I've spoken about it a lot. And a lot of my close friends said, when you get those fillings done, you're going to feel like a whole different person. And I was like, I get it. Like, yeah, I'm not going to have pain, or I'm not going to have sensitivity. Like, I get it. I'm going to look after my teeth. But I actually wasn't prepared for how different it would make me feel and how empowered it would make me feel as well, as silly as that sounds. So as soon as I started going to the dentist, having those regular checkups and hygienist appointments, money couldn't stop flowing to me. And I thought, oh my gosh, there's the secret. Like, I'd held so much resistance in one area of my life out of fear that it was absolutely blocking these other areas of my life, even though you wouldn't think dentistry and money have anything to do with each other. Honestly, the amount of times I do life wheels with my clients in sessions and they're like, they come to me with a money block, and it's actually a spirituality block in their belief or their relationship with the universe, or they have relationship issues, but actually the block's in their financial house, for example. When we're resisting something, it persists. What we resist persists, right? And if we are feeling a level of resistance to something, avoiding something, or we are just feeling stuck and stagnant in that area, you can guarantee it is having a ripple effect on another area of your life or the area of your life that you actually want to manifest in. So I would encourage people to really look at, are you holding resistance to anything anywhere? Are you not going to the dentist? Are you not booking the dog into the groomers? Are you resisting your tax return because you just can't be asked to do it? Are you resisting hiring someone in your team that you really know you need, and you've been putting it off because out of fear, or you're scared to grow, or whatever? You know, there's so many stories that we can tell ourselves, and so many ways every single one of us resists. Like, I'm not embarrassed to share with you my dentist story, because I know that so many people feel the same. And I just want to reassure anybody who has that dentist fear, I really enjoy the dentist now. I enjoyed my fillings. Yes, I did. I didn't feel a thing. It was absolutely fine. And I'm the biggest wimp ever when it comes to that. And I didn't feel anything. And now I've had them done, I do feel empowered. And I do feel like, wow, I love my teeth and my body that much that I made sure that I had the right things for me. I listened to my intuition. I honored my, you know, what I wanted for my fillings, etc. And I found this amazing dentist who makes the dentist enjoyable. Oh my God. The version of myself from like 3-4 years ago would never have believed that I would be saying that. So it's definitely possible. And I just want to highlight that in case you are resisting anything, or, you know, you're finding those blocks are there, because if you are resisting something big in other areas of your life, you can guarantee it's absolutely impacting the area that you feel stuck or blocked in. So if you are in a job that doesn't excite you, you know you should leave, but you've been putting it off for ages, there's that resistance energy again. And you might think, well, what does my job and staying in that job have to do with my love life, for example? But again, if we're not stepping into the version of ourselves who, you know, is on that highest timeline, that looks after her teeth, that has a rewarding and fulfilling job and a rewarding and fulfilling relationship as well, you know, look at what that version of yourself who has your desire is doing. Yes, they're probably looking after their teeth. Yes, they probably have a job they love. Yes, they probably are looking after themselves and, you know, scheduling out self-care every week, because they are having the time of their lives with their desire that they want to prioritize self-care. They want to prioritize doing something or a habit or something each week, because that's what's important to them. So when you're up leveling, you're essentially up leveling with the version of yourself who has your desire. So look at, or think about, you know, tune into that version of yourself who has your desire. What are they doing daily? What are they wearing? Who are they with? How are they feeling? And I want you to replicate as much as you can those answers to those prompts and start to see what magic happens in your life. So upleveling is an alignment process. Upleveling is becoming that version of yourself. So if you want to uplevel, start doing the things that the version of yourself who has your desire is doing each and every day. And that can look like just one small change of a week, you know. Okay, so I've identified that that version of myself does yoga 3 times a week and I'm only doing it once a week at the moment. So I'm going to do yoga 3 times a week and create the space for that. And you'll notice through those changes, through those habits, through
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Through committing to this process, you will naturally up-level. Little by little, day by day, you'll see those shifts and changes and you will feel that up-leveling happening. Now, also up-leveling is a mindset and frequency. You know, it's about that as well. So it's not just about actions. It is about your mindset, up-leveling your mindset in terms of your beliefs and fears and anything else, maybe, you know, creating that resistance or creating that block. And also how you view things as well in terms of your mindset. So Hurt, Healing, Healed, my third book, would be a great recommendation for that. If you know that you have some blocks or limiting beliefs or fears to work through, that is the book to help you identify and lovingly release them with the tools in that book. But essentially, if you are someone who's maybe doing that already and you're kind of like, oh, I just want to up level, like this new energy, this new season's coming in and I just want to up level, I want to, you know, step into this highest timeline this year that you talk about, Emma, then commit to doing something different. Answer those prompts I gave you a few minutes ago and commit to doing something different this week, because that change, that something new that you do, has the opportunity to create a ripple effect in your life where you will see that up-leveling shift and change happen. And remember, you must always go first. The universe cannot meet you with your desire if you do not get in the field of opportunity and possibility. So by making that change and committing to trying something new or whatever it may be, what you're going to add to align with the version of yourself, you're creating the container for shift, ripple, and changes to happen in the universe to bring those opportunities into your life, because you're creating the space and you're aligning up, leveling with that energy. So I hope that helped, Danny. I hope that answered your question. And thank you for your wonderful question, because I think it's so timely with the energy and season that we're in. So I hope it really helps anybody who's maybe feeling the same and is questioning, how do I know I'm on the right track? You're going to know by the way it feels. You're going to know because you're going to see those shifts and changes in your life. You're going to feel yourself aligning closer to your desire and feel it getting closer and magnetizing to you. So you are always on the right track. You are never anywhere wrong. There is no wrong decision you can make, but you can make the choice to take action and address anything that you might be resisting. Look at the mindset, look at the inner work in terms of up-leveling your mindset and your beliefs, and, you know, put your best foot forward and put yourself in the field of opportunity to be met by the universe with the shifts, changes, and all the goodness, miracles that you want. So I'm now going to go on to Stace's question a little bit more. So her question again was, I'm resisting my new identity and missing my old one, which is leaving me feeling lost. What can I do? And again, when we go along this up-leveling journey, it can feel quite lonely sometimes when friendships or partnerships or whatever falls away. For example, I always find when we up-level and step into this new season of our life, we absolutely can experience loss. This is a whole chapter in Hurt, Healing, Healed, where I explained that before the up-leveling, before the transformation, what is no longer serving us needs to fall away and does fall away. So very often we can find that there is a loss right before the breakthrough, right before we up level. And that loss can look like, you know, moving on from a job. It could be, you know, losing a friendship, for example. A friendship falls away that's no longer serving you. It might be that you release some clothes from your wardrobe. It does not have to look big and scary all of the time. And anything that does fall away is only ever merely transformed and up-leveled in your life. So if things are falling away right now, get excited, because I mean, it may not feel exciting in the moment, trust me, I know, but get excited because there's a new season and a new level that is coming into your life. And very soon you're going to be in a new abundant season of your life with the very things that you are manifesting. But I feel you in terms of resisting the new identity and feeling lost and missing the old one, especially because, as I shared, you know, like last year, I really felt that of like, I miss the version of myself who didn't know what happened to them in childhood. I miss the version of myself who didn't have to think about that and didn't have to carry that weight. And although, of course, through healing, through EMDR, through my own processes, of course, I feel in a different space now. I feel so much lighter. And I feel so grateful for that experience last year and, you know, what happened, because it's allowed me to understand a lot and it's allowed me to have peace and freedom that I generally don't think I ever would have had, and a peace within me if I hadn't have known that. So now I can look back with a whole different attitude and a whole different, you know, perspective with it. But at the time, obviously, you know, you can't always access that at the time and you don't want to, it doesn't feel right to. So when you are resisting the new identity, it's hard because you have to meet the new version of yourself. And, you know, for me, it's looked like, well, who am I in this season of my life? You know, what hobbies and desires and likes and dislikes do I have here and now? You know, I'm 30 now, I'm in a new decade. It's not just about this healed version of myself and meeting myself outside of trauma. It's actually meeting myself in a whole new decade and a whole new season of my life. And, you know, in the last few years, my life has hugely changed. You know, I've got into the relationship with my partner. We've bought a house together. I've got Luna. Like, my life has changed hugely. So for me, it was actually probably resistance around change and feeling like, whoa, okay, there's a lot of change here. Let's slow down a little bit, universe, and let's let me catch up with that first. But sometimes life does just come at you like that in amazing, amazing ways. And you think about all the inner work I've done, all the up-leveling, all the hard work over the years. It's no surprise that life has come at me quite quick with these things. And I'm obviously grateful and happy it has. But equally, amongst the happy things have also been a diagnosis of PTSD over the years. Deep, deep inner work, as I wrote, Hurt, Healing, Healed. And again, last year, uncovering what happened in my childhood finally. So absolutely, I have felt at times, who am I? Like, who am I outside of trauma? And that was a really big question that Nikki Clinch asked me. Well, she didn't ask me directly. She said in our membership call and in conversations and things I've watched of her work, because she is fantastic at identity work. And has really inspired me over the years to look at my own identities I held. And I remember her saying, who are you outside of trauma? And I was like, ooh, when you've had trauma for 90% of your life, yeah, who am I outside of trauma? Because again, these things happened to me really young. It was not something that happened when I was 18, like I thought it was. It was way younger. So for my whole entire life, has been that trauma identity, has come from trauma, anxiety, depression. So wow, who am I outside of this? And it was exciting to explore that. Don't get me wrong. It was exciting to think, wow, I get to be who I want to be now. I get to experience the things I want to experience. I no longer have to come from that place of fear. I no longer have to think those things. I no longer have to resist or like fear that. And that was a huge weight and relief off my shoulders, but equally was confusing, because how do you meet yourself at 30 years old when you've had that identity since very young? So for me, it's been leaning into day by day, week by week. You know, it's a huge transition, a huge change that happened in my life. Even though on the outside, it may not have looked like that. It was a huge internal identity shift for me last year. Huge. So as you know, I took 2 months off last summer to enjoy my summer, and it turned into that to the inner work and uncovering all of this, but it allowed me to just be present. It allowed me to go in my garden and plan my garden and enjoy it and garden and read my books and do what I wanted to do in that moment. So each day I honored, what did I want to do in that moment? What did I and my inner child really want to do to bring me joy and to, yeah, just feel good in that moment, bring me relief from, you know, the sometimes really hard things I was working through at that time. And of course, I still work to some degree, but the having that time off to find myself was really, really good because I came back into the business a whole different person, a whole new energy, just as Josie, my psychic, had told me. And I didn't believe her when she told me at the beginning of the summer, but oh boy, it happened. And I had a whole new energy, a whole new motivation, a whole new aspect on life, a whole new perspective on everything, can work in personal life, everything. And of course, it's been an ever unfolding journey. It didn't just stop then, it, you know, it has continued that unfoldment and journey and diving into it all and diving into who am I at 30 years old? Who am I in this decade in my life? Who is Emma? Not spiritual queen, not coupon queen, not any of the identities that I've held in work or in my life, but who is Emma at her core, at her soul? And something that really helped me was something that Johnny, my friend who came on the podcast, the self-development coach, Johnny Lawrence, said to me as well of, Emma, you need to know what your core values in life is. And I hadn't ever done this before. As much as self-help I've done over the years, I'd never done this before. So actually even sitting down and being really honest with myself about what my core values are in this season of my life was really opening for me in terms of, these are my priorities. This is what I need to be focusing on. And I feel like identity is, it's going to change from season to season. Our identities change season to season. Our likes, our dislikes, our alignment, who we are like, I am not the version of myself from last year in any way, shape or form, or the year before, or the year before that. And I feel like every single year, this is my experience, but I feel like all of us can relate to this in some degree. I feel like I meet a new version of myself. And that's really exciting because every year it gets better and better. Every year, especially with all the trauma, I knew nothing about being under the surface. I got lighter. It got better. I felt relief. And obviously last year was like the huge release for me in terms of knowing the root, knowing it all now, and being able to heal and release that. So it does take time. And next season, next year, I might be in an even completely different energy and completely different version of myself. So I think we have to learn to not control. We have to learn to not cling to perfection and cling to control and linearness as well. Because I almost feel like we want a linear cycle or pattern of, well, this happens and then this happens and then this happens. And healing and identity work just does not work like that. It just doesn't. Each new season of our life will require us to be a different version of ourselves. Our manifestations will require us to be a different version of ourselves, as I shared earlier. So we really have to flow with that. We have to flow, we have to be open, and we have to honor exactly where we are. And where you are is perfect right now. If you don't know who your new identity is, it doesn't matter. You will soon. And I feel like I always wanted that epiphany moment or that aha moment of, oh, this is who I am and this is my identity. And actually, it didn't happen like that. What did end up happening was little by little, day by day, by honoring what I wanted to do, honoring my intuition, honoring my choices, listening to myself, I found my feet. I found my feet. I found who I was. And I think we're always, to some degree, journeying into who we are, our soul, why are we here? You know, these big life questions. So I don't think any of us ever have it all figured out and ever feel like we 100% know ourselves, because that is what life is for. I'm 30 years old. I have the rest of my life to discover that and uncover that and learn, you know, more about my numerology, my astrology, and why I am the way I am, or why I've chosen, you know, the things in my life. So sometimes we feel like we have to know it all. We have to have this linear, perfect, like, cycle or kind of path of, this is how it happens, this is what you can expect. And life just sadly doesn't quite work like that all of the time. So identity work is interesting because we absolutely have to grieve the past versions of ourselves. And that is living grief that I've done a podcast episode on recently. So go and have a listen to that one as well. But essentially, we have to grieve that version of ourselves that maybe had a bit of an easier life, that maybe was in a different stage of her life, maybe had that relationship, and now in this season you don't, for example. Like, there's so many things that we are grieving when we're grieving and releasing those old identities. And I just really want to share that it does get better. It gets easier. It gets better. And there's beauty in this new identity as well. You're not meant to have it all figured out just yet. You know, that's what this season of your life is for. So in the confusion, in the unknown, allow yourself to be expansive, allow yourself to flow, allow yourself to be inquisitive with this season of your life. Because when you have that inquisitive nature and that openness to, I'm open to exploring who I am in this season, I'm open to exploring who I am now, I'm open to exploring who I am in my 30s or who I am outside of trauma, you get to learn some cool things. You might try some new hobbies, meet some new people, and invite in the most amazing things that you never thought possible. So it can feel a lot. It can feel overwhelming for sure at the beginning, but you're always moving forward. You're always moving and aligning. And as long as you're honoring yourself, listening to your intuition, you are meeting that new identity, that new version of yourself. Even if at points, like I've had it where I feel like I'm clearer and then I'm like, oh my God, I still don't feel like I know myself, or I still don't feel like I have clarity on that. But you will, because you always will. So honor that, honor where you are, and honor the season of your life that you are in. And if you're feeling lost, then you have the opportunity to meet yourself, to be found again. And you are the one who is going to find yourself, not anybody else. There's no savior. No one's going to, you know, come and save the day for you. You are your biggest hero. You are your biggest guru. And you are the one who can help find yourself again. And I feel like it's not even finding yourself again, because we're not finding the old version of ourselves. We're just finding a new version of ourselves, a new and more exciting version, a new up-leveled version of ourselves. So allow the journey to be what it needs to be. And there isn't many linear kind of practical things I can give you here in terms of that, because it's not a practical linear journey. It's in that divine feminine energy. It's in that surrender. It's in that flow. And it's in the allowing of that unfolding that we truly discover the magic and the joy and who we are meant to be and who we've come here to be and embody. So my therapist actually said this to me the other week. I said to him that I was just feeling quite bored. I was like, I have all this space that I've created in my business and life, and I am bored. And I said, there's good boredom. And I witnessed there's good boredom, but I don't feel like I have the good boredom yet. I feel like I have the maybe not so good boredom. And I don't want to have that, because I want to have the joyful and exciting boredom. I want to enjoy the seasons and when we go into spring and summer. And he said, well, I felt exactly like this, Emma, when I sold my business. And I remember I felt like this when I sold my first business back in 2018 as well. And it's that notion of, you know, like you've worked so hard for something, you've put your energy into something, you've distracted yourself with something for so long, that when you take your foot off the gas pedal and you slow down, sometimes, like as I've spoken about before, the inner work comes up and all the goodness comes up and all the things that, you know, need to be addressed. But actually sometimes nothing comes up. And that was the stage I found myself in, of not that I wanted anything to come up, but actually I wanted to create the space for joyful things and creating more joy in my day-to-day, you know, life and work and schedule. And that wasn't happening. And he said to me, Emma, you just have to keep surrendering. There's no tips I can give you. There's nothing, like, I know your Virgo-ness wants a practical step that you can follow here, but you just have to keep surrendering. And I came off the call like, what have I just paid him for? Like, he is fantastic, don't get me wrong. But like, I could have told myself that, you know, I tell people that all the time. But I needed that reminder. I needed that mirror held to me of, it's okay to not know. It's okay to be in the unknown. It's okay to be lost. It's okay to be bored. Because when we create the space, whether it takes a week, a month, a year, that clarity will come. The answers always come. But if we're resisting that, if we're like slowing down, but then resisting the slowing down and being like, well, I thought the answer would have come by now. I thought I'd have this by now. We're not really allowing it all. We're still resisting to some degree and controlling. So you cannot control it. And the inner child, the ego, the inner critic likes to be in control, as we know. And it's probably the inner child that is resisting the new identity, because it feels scary. It feels new. It feels like, oh my God, who the heck am I? But actually, there's so many blessings in that. of you get to decide who you are. You get to explore and get to know the new you. And I like to say it a bit like a relationship. You know, when you first start dating and you meet someone and you're getting to know them, and how exciting and oh my God, how joyful it feels. And you could just talk to them for hours and you write these massive essays. I mean, this was me and my partner, so it might not be everyone, but you write massive essays to each other in texts and you just want to talk all the time and you just feel so excited and you can't wait to see that person again. You are that person too. You get to be that person for yourself. So see it like you're dating yourself. You're getting to know yourself again and you're getting to know this new version of yourself. And that's really exciting. Date yourself, get to know yourself. And remember, you are your biggest soulmate in this lifetime as well. If anybody is listening to this wanting to manifest love, the secret is being your own soulmate first, because you need to want to spend the rest of your life with yourself first before you manifest the person you want to spend the rest of your life with in the physical. So if I was to recommend anything practical that you can do, it would be date yourself, treat it like you're getting to know someone, and have fun. Go on exciting dates with yourself, try new exciting things. You'll soon like learn who you are and what you're here to do in this season and what your purpose is here in this season as well. So I hope that has helped. Thank you, Stace, and thank you, Danny, for your wonderful questions. I've loved answering them, and I think they were just so beautifully timed with this new season that we are walking into. So as I said, March the 20th, spring equinox, we are entering that new season as we enter into Aries season. So use this as a great time to reset. Use this as a great time to reflect on your January goals and think, are they still in alignment with me? Does this still feel good to me here and now? And who am I here and now? As I walk into this new beginning, who do I get to be? Who do I get to align with, to align with my beautiful desires? So get excited. The up-leveling's happening. Eclipse season is coming in thick and fast on the 25th of March. And believe me, that's an up-leveling in itself. So to Danny, don't worry. Eclipse season will up-level you anyway, hun. But you know, we are always up-leveling. We are always stepping into those new highest timelines for ourselves. And we get to choose. We get to choose. So what do you want this new season of your life to look like? Let's use the next 6 months because that's obviously eclipse season. What do you want the next 6 months of your life to look like? Journal upon that today. Step into this new beginning. Invite in those new beginnings with this beautiful spring equinox energy. And don't worry, you've got tons more content on this and all the themes I'm talking about coming your way over the next few weeks over on YouTube and my podcast and Instagram and everywhere else. But thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have an amazing day, whatever you're up to, and I will see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.